Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the DNR, the Parks and Recreation Department, she's from the Fun Department, Michelle O'Kelly. Michelle, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Glad to have you on to talk about, that's another Happy Little Trees 5K, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going on year four.
Wow.
And excited this year to be expanding it to four other states.
Yeah, so, I was reading that. Tell us about that. The four other states are?
Well, South Carolina, Indiana, Wisconsin, and Ohio.
Very nice. All right. Now, for us Michiganders, tell us what the Happy Little Trees 5K is all about.
Well, it started in 2019 during our state park centennial as a partnership with Bob Ross Incorporated.
Yeah.
We had a program that we were growing, or we still are, growing trees with the partnership with Department of Corrections in the correctional facilities. And then when those trees get to be about 5 or 6 feet tall, we take the trees and we put them into state parks to replace trees that have been, you know, damaged from oak wilt. We always say that a campground is a hard place for a tree to live. They get left to death on occasion. So we replace a lot of trees every year. And so, you know, the concept was these trees were leaving correctional facilities and now they get to live in state parks. So they're happy little trees. So we reached out to Bob Ross Incorporated and asked if we could use Bob's liking to solicit volunteers for tree plantings themselves. And then it also turned into a fundraiser with the Run for the Trees 5K that we've done virtually since 2020.
Yeah.
So pretty excited to be bringing that back. It's been incredibly successful, and we've been able to raise a lot of funds to support the program over the past few years.
Right. Now, is registration open right now?
Registration for 2023 is open right now. It will be open until March 1st, and it's runsignup.com/happylittletrees.
Okay.
So we're hoping that people can jump on and register with their $34 entry fee. They get, you know, commemorative items that are Bob Ross themed, a Run for the Trees t-shirt, a finisher's medal, and a commemorative bib. And that price also includes the cost of having those packets shipped to them. And then around $10 of those proceeds will go back into the tree planting program for the state of their choosing. So, of course, I'm a little biased and I hope they choose Michigan, but I also love the fact that we're being able to kind of share the love with our surrounding states who are, you know, that are feeling the impact of the same types of diseases that we are here in Michigan.
Now, they're registering now. When do they need to do the 5K?
So the 5K takes place between April 22nd and the 28th. Strategically placed between Earth Day and Arbor Day, kind of fitting for the, so we get registrations from all over the world. So we do the event virtually. So we're hoping that people get their packets and they go out to their local park or trail and do their 5K kind of on their honor. And then when they're done, they can submit their times if they choose to, or photos up to the runsignup.com/happylittletrees website. And then kind of share the love with everyone else that's participating.
Sounds like a fun time, and hope everybody gets involved and helps out trees, not just in Michigan, but Indiana, Ohio, South Carolina, and Wisconsin, too. It's the Happy Little Trees 5K, April 22nd through the 28th. Registration open now. And Michelle O'Kelly from the Fund Department, Parks and Rec of the DNR, we appreciate your time here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
I really appreciate you having us on. Thank you so much.